ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 एवं
एवं मृगा गोचरिता।
Translation: In this way, Lord Rishabhadeva followed the behavior of cows, deer, and crows. Sometimes he moved or walked, and sometimes he sat down in one place. Sometimes he lay down, behaving exactly like cows, deer, and crows. In that way, he ate, drank, passed stool and urine, and cheated the people in this way.
एवं गोमृगपाशतज्ञया भजन् तिष्ठन्नाशिन शयान साकमृगो चरितः पीबति खादति अवमेहति स्म। यह कैरेक्टर अवधूत विदाउट एनी कनेक्शन विथ human bodily activities, reserved there. He remained lying down on the street, just like animals we see, so many cows and birds and crows. They do not care for anything of this material world. But eating, sleeping, eating, that is there. As in the human society, so amongst the lower animals, the same activities are there. There is no change. Visaya phalu sarvata sya. So says Vishaya, the objects of sensing jnana, sarvatasya, everywhere. There is no difference. Vishaya phalu sarvatasya. So Vishaya, sometimes we say Vishayi. Vishayi generally they mean a man having states to manage. But actually, Vishaya means this eating, sleeping, making, defending. These things are there. So, he was careless. Never mind, although he was the emperor, but when he took the position of avadhuta without any conception of body, he became like ordinary animals. Exemplifying that so far the body is concerned, the activities of the body, there is no difference between the lower animals and the higher animals. Or, in other words, without spiritual conception of life, simply in the body conception of life, we are equal to the animals. ආහාර නිද්‍රා භය වෛෂ්ණ සාමාන්‍යම ප්‍රතිපදිනවා So our real life is spiritual life, not this body conception of life. Narottam Das Thakur says that anyone who is above the bodily conception of life, he is liberated person. Samsara bandhan grihasmiti nahi ja. Samsara bandhan kahata. Grihasmiti, I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya. These are bodily conception of life. One who forgets this bodily conception of life, he is liberated. So how you can forget bodily conception of life? It can be forgotten. Just like a big person, sometimes we have seen practically we have posed hard, we have not seen that Mr. Stalin, the great communist leader, he was to undergo a surgical operation on the intestine. So, the physician, the doctor, surgeon, he wanted to give him anesthetic chloroform. He refused. There is no need of. Let the operation go on. I shall see what is there within the belly. A strong mind. Yes, even in material conception, he will undergo the surgical operation without any chloroform. So, that is possible. If one is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then he has no more bodily conception of life. That is not to be imitated. It is on the highest stage. It is possible to forget completely, and he is liberated. Dehasmiti nahi ja. Sangsara bandhan kahata. He is no more conditioned by the material nature. So, how it can be possible? It can be possible, I have given already one crude example. Similarly, why Mr. Stalin could tolerate without any trouble? Because your leader, you are always absorbed in the thought of how he could advance the communist cause. This is real reason. Similarly, if we take our cause very seriously, what is our cause? That is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our this Krishna consciousness movement means to serve Krishna. That is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami. Ihadasya harer dasi karmana manusa basa nikileshupi avasthasu jivan mukta saucha. If you become fully absorbed in the thought of serving Krishna, ihadasya Ya means complete absorption in the thought. How I shall serve Krishna? What is serving Krishna? That is explained by Krishna that we can see from his practical behavior, acharan, not only his acharan behavior, but later on his incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acharan behavior. What is that? To spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna also came for the same purpose, to spread Krishna consciousness. Jayam paramanguyam bhakti yogihasati. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came for the same purpose, to spread Krishna consciousness. So if we follow their footsteps and be fully engaged in spreading Krishna consciousness, then immediately we become liberated. This is important. Ihadasva Hari Dasi Karmana Manasa Bhacha. We act three ways: by our body activity, by the mind, and by words. So, if we engage our body, body means senses. That is his body. So long the hand is working, the eyes are working, the legs are working, all these different karma gear, indriyas, they are working, then it is body. Otherwise, if the indriyas do not work, then it is dead matter. Indriyani parara. So, these indriyas, so long the indriyas are working, that means my body is working, I am alive. Therefore, if we engage our indriyas in the service of Krishna, then this material, this is not material activities. To engage the senses in the matter of serving Krishna, these are not material activities. These are all spiritual activities. Hence, the difference between the Mahavada philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy, that the Mahavada philosophy, they want to stop activities. They think stopping up all activities is purpose. Sunna. Sunnavad. In this is a sunnavad. Simply stop material. But what is the positive engagement? That is the difference. Positive engagement means serving Krishna. That positive engagement means, acting means the employment of the senses. So when we employ our senses in the positive activities, that is reverse. That is reverse. It's like a diseased man and a healthy man. What is the difference? The difference is that a healthy man is engaged in healthy activities, and a diseased man is engaged in disease activities. The diseased man is also lying down, and the healthy man is also lying down. There is vast of difference. The diseased man is also eating, and the healthy man is eating, there is vast difference. So, these activities, devotional activities, are not material activities. Material activities means sense gratification. And spiritual activities means to carry out the orders of Krishna. This is the difference. Sarvapadhi vinimuttam tatparatena nirvanam. Nirvanam means purified. Senses must be there. We are living entities, there must be senses. There must be desires. That is not possible, because we are living entities. If our senses do not work, if we do not desire, then what is the difference between the stone and mice? The stone does not know, the stone does not act, the stone does not desire. So if I become like stone, then what is the benefit? No. The Nirvishesh Bhavi Sunnavadi, they want to make oneself like stone. That is not pure. They give up everything. Brahma Sattva Javan Mithya. They, that is not Mithya, but temporary anyway, they simply give up. But the real thing is to accept the positive life. That is Krishna Pansa. That is bhakti. Anukullina sarvapadhi vinimuttam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevaram bhakti ruchyate. So rishik means senses. Because I stop material activities, that does not mean my senses are also finished. No. Senses are there. That is purified senses. When I do not act for any material purpose, that means my sense activities are purified. And that is what. That is what. Anukullena Krishna Anusindam. This is a little difference. Not very, very great difference. People are asked Hadu Gudbasan Sadharma Pritcha. Sadharma Pritcha. To accept Guru means to give up all material desires and be ready to ask from Guru, what shall I do? Just like Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked this question, that by your grace, I am now released from my responsible activities. You are the minister of Nawab Bhupendra, Hussain Shah. So he has many responsible activities. But he resigned from the post. Now when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked, now by your grace, I am relieved from all material activities. Now kindly tell me, what shall I do? The doing, it is not stop. The Imam Al-Tirunabhu means stop doing. Jagat Mithya. There is no more activities. That cannot stay. That is artificial. Arunca Krishna Param Padam Tata Patanti Adha. If you give up this world as material, you have nothing to do, then it is fall down. Again, Patanti Adha. This is the Sastran. So, therefore our Goswami analysis is hatra. That engage yourself in Krishna activities, otherwise you will fall. Vihadasya Haridasya Karvanama Rathama. So here is Shabda giving example. So far the body is concerned, it has nothing to do with the spiritual activities. The body is as good as that of the animals, the crows and the cows, birds, bees. He is saying the same. So far body is concerned, it is the same thing. But when you come to the spiritual platform, this is negation or equation with the material body. But real activity are anukullena Krishna anusidalam bhakti uttama. Simply be ready to work for Krishna. Sadharma pichya. As Sanatana Goswami, example, we came to Chaitanya Namaha. Prakya Purnamase Samadhalapati Sahi. He was minister, his business was with a big man, Mandalapati. Prakya Purnamase Samadhalapati Sahi Sada Kutra. It is no way. No more dealing with that. Sukshava, Hutra, Jinagani, Sako, Karunaya, Kopi, Nukantas, Ho. In order to give some benefit to the Jinagani, Sako, Gana, Ganesh, general public, to give them some benefit, that is Vaishnava. Stop material activities and for the benefit of the mass of people. They are very venal, very poor. Mahat vicharanam gihiran venatis venatis. They are very, very people. Venatis. Gihiran, those are gihi. They are very venal, very poor. They do not know anything except to maintain the family, especially in this age. A person will be considered very expert if he can maintain his family. Gakham kutumma bharanam. The age is so fallen that if one can maintain one wife and a few children, he is Dakkumar. Dakkumar is called Dakkumini. He was very expert in behaving children and maintaining. That is Dakkumar. He was behaving children many thousands. And Narada used to visit and make them sannyasi. That was Narada's secret. So, Dukkha and Kaliyuga, that is not very easy thing to visit many thousands of children and maintain them and get them married and their children, because this is the happiness of home life. Jana Maitunadi Grihamedi Sukhamedi Tucham. This Jihamedi is happiness in sexual intercourse. So, he produces dozens of children by sexual intercourse, and when the children are grown up, educated, then for him also another arrangement for sex. Very pompously married, the very purpose, the same sex. Therefore, Vihamedi Sukham is sex. I have enjoyed sex, I have got so many nice children, educated, now working, now giving. fertility process. Then again grandchildren. So anyone who can maintain like this, himself, his children, with wine and eating, ahara mudra, vayu mantra, then it is far. And if he becomes a sannyasi, brahmachari, does not take part in these stereotype activities, then he is useless, escaping, not the word escape. They do not take the responsibility. But that is not the fact. If one can maintain himself as a brahmachari, he is escaping all the simulations of this material world. Escaping, certainly. But he is escaping all the simulations of the world. So much botheration. Then when Sanadi Brahmaid used to come into some, Kandu Yangina Karayu, he would look for this come. Misery after misery. So, Kandu Kiva Manasi, so beside it, Kiva. Tipantani Hakkarpana, Bahudukkavaj. So, these Dina Ketasa, Mahatmikaram, those are Mahatmas. They are, wondering, here and there, he is to enlighten this poor-hearted grihi. Grihesu grihame vina. Apastatamapatattam grihesu grihame vina. Grihame vina, they have no interest in the spiritual advancement of life. They think that this is meant for the useless person who could not improve in this materialistic way of life. They have taken this grace as a token for maintaining their body and soul together. Useless person. They think that. Because they think this is our only interest. Griyasu Griyamedya. Sutabhyali Nirajandam Niran Santi Sahasrata. Those who are Griyamedis, they have got many, many things to learn. That's why you see the newspaper. So many subject matter. You'll find different stock exchange reports. This municipal report and the advertisement, fine advertisement, and neat advertisement, all these are big eaters, advertisement, cigarette advertisement, and cinema advertisement, restaurant advertisement. This is, millions and thousands and thousands. Subject matter, you'll find. Here we don't have such newspaper in the Western countries. Such a big bunch. At least 10 kilos. Wait. Is it not? Big. Who is he? Grab the subject matter. So, we have to cease these activities. We shall consider such activities are no better than the activities of the crow and the cows and the other animals as they are. These activities have no value. And the crow or the hogs and the dogs that engage whole day activities, but these activities have no value. The human form of life are not meant for these activities. They are purpose things. To make these activities as activities of the crows and cows and lower animals, only Krishna conscious activities. How to serve Krishna? That is what I'm by. That is our real. Thank you.